Brilliant Audio presents
The Uncanny by Andrew Claven. This book is for my mother and father. Stay, illusion. Hamlet. The Uncanny. 1. Prologue. Black Annie. His eyes were full of fear. And though I had seen him in London only 6 months before, he seemed since then to have aged as many decades. A man like myself in his early 30s, he peered at me through the half-open door of Ravenswood Grange with all the tremulous hostility, the white-eyed apprehension of some ancient anchorite disturbed at his grimmest meditations. I had already dismissed my trap. I could hear the horse's hoofbeats fading behind me on the Grange's long drive. The autumn darkling was closing around me. The wind-swept clouds of a lowering sky pressed down on me from above. The house itself, the whole great stone edifice, loomed menacingly before me, as with an adsum to my conjuro te. All this, and the horrid ravens peering blackly at me from the gutters and gables of the place, served to magnify the thrill of dread I felt as I stood on the threshold and stared into the ravaged features of my old schoolmate. "My God, Quentin!" I managed to expostulate at last. "My God, man! Where are the servants?" For he had come to the door himself, and, save for the taper guttering in his trembling hand, the hall behind him, the house around him, were all in darkness. At the sound of my voice, Quentin glanced about, distracted, as if he only now realized he had been forsaken. Slowly, his frightened gaze returned to me, and yet...